Welcome back. Bill Kelly Show, 900 CHML. Could Hamilton become a music city? This year's Ambitious City program is actually going to address the issue of how it could be implemented. That's coming up very shortly, in just a few days, as a matter of fact. Joining us to talk about the initiative is Keenan Loomis, President and CEO for the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you again, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
And with you, Madeline Wilson, co-chair of Hamilton's Music Strategy Initiative, and Jeff Martin, the co-chair of Hamilton Music Strategy. Thanks so much for being in here today.
Oh, thanks for inviting us.
Yes, thanks, Bill.
Let's talk about the event itself. This is third or fourth, I guess, in a series of initiatives you guys have done with the Chamber?
Yeah, this is the fourth Ambitious City event where we've looked to provide city building advice in the 21st century to shake up the status quo, to help drive our economy and make it a healthy economy for the future.
Every time you brought a keynote speaker in, we've had them on the show here. Mayor Nenshi from Calgary was in here. A number of other people over the last 3 years that have been there, done that in their communities. And it's not a matter of you actually borrowing their ideas. It's simply to give a different perspective on what we're doing here.
It's to bring in a different perspective and to help take advantage of, in this year's case, a series of events that have led us to discuss the music strategy here in Hamilton. We're really excited to be the host organization that provides that high-profile platform to the efforts that have been undertaken over the last number of years through Jeff and Madeline and so many other people involved in the music strategy. We think that this is a really great city-building opportunity that will provide community-wide benefits if we take advantage of all the energy that they put into it.
The introduction, Jeff, I said, could Hamilton become a music city? Mm-hmm. I would argue that it already is. Yeah. What we need to do is get the word out there, and it has been for a long, long time, hasn't it?
That's the key, I think, to Hamilton compared to other cities that are, you know, embracing music as an economic driver. We have a rich history and a rich heritage of music going back a century, and not just, you know, the rock and roll, blues and jazz and folk, but it goes back to choral, to orchestral mm-hmm. music, to the Art Gallon.
Yeah, and the Rileys.
We've got a great history here. We've also got a really good music scene here, and I think one of the indicators of a good music scene and good creative industries is that we're attracting a lot of young millennials to Hamilton. I mean, it's a great place to live. It's a much more cost-effective place to live, but it's also got a great creative industry and music culture here, and that's a big attraction.
Part of your task at this point, Madeline, is to basically tell some stories about what has gone on, not just what's going to be happening in the future, but that there is a foundation here.
There certainly is a foundation, but I think when we speak about a music city, it's more in the formal term. I just am recently back from Nashville, and they are a music city in all senses of the word, whether or not it's the branding or the infrastructure. And I think that for Hamilton, we certainly have a rich history, and we have an amazing community, and it's about tying those together and formalizing it.
In just whatever genre that you could possibly think of, there was a period in my career where I was doing a lot of country music in Toronto, and when you see the number of people that I would meet in that business, in that industry, they say, oh, you're from Hamilton. Oh, I didn't know. You know, and oh, yeah, I record there. And then, of course, well, Grand Avenue just celebrated their
40th,
anniversary.
Yeah,
just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
We could spend the next half hour just talking about the number of world-class artists and world-famous artists mm-hmm. that have walked through those doors.
I mean, Hamilton gives musicians legitimacy. Mm-hmm. I think it's a real music city. People respect musicians from Hamilton.
How do you go about this, then? What have you guys been doing for the last couple of years to try to promote this?
Where do you want to start?
We've done a lot. It's one of those things where you feel like you've done nothing, and then you look back and you realize, wow, we're actually accomplishing a lot of great tasks. Most recently, we have established a live venue alliance. So it's a collection of
103 of the clubs and bars in Hamilton.
There is a board of directors that will act as one single voice for all of the venues.
Yeah. So they're actually working together. I mean, despite the competition between them, they're working together. And that's one thing I think that defines and characterizes Hamilton. There is much more of a collective, a community vibe, whether it's the city at home or within different sectors in the music community.
Absolutely.
And people outside the city know that, you know, you come to Hamilton and you feel like you're part of it, whether you're a professional or you're a new amateur. It's very embracing. So the bars and clubs are going to be working together for common interests and also to enhance the live music scene in the city, too.
That's actually one of the first challenges, I guess, with anything. I mean, to get people to understand that collaboration is actually going to help everybody. Because oftentimes, you're right. I mean, you know, whether you're in the shoe business or the music business, somebody, well, I don't want any other competition. I want to be the only store. No, you don't. You want lots of stores.
Absolutely. Competition
Absolutely.
Is good for business.
Yeah, critical mass brings more people, too. I mean, the more clubs we have, whether it's the core of the city or in Waterdown or Dundas, the more people are going to come out. And it's good for the other businesses there, too. So we've got a lot of exciting plans as part of the strategy launch next year when we get into 2017, 2018, too.
This is an economic driver, not just for the clubs, but for the city, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally, on all levels, job creation, economic growth, tourism development, city brand building, investment attraction, talent attraction and retention, as Jeff was talking about, has certainly meant a lot to Austin and Seattle and Nashville and Portland. We have all the right ingredients, and there's an authenticity to mm-hmm. our effort yeah. that other localities in Canada don't have. So why not take advantage of that? All we need to do is shine a spotlight on the efforts already within the city and among all of the industry professionals in the city, so many of whom are Chamber of Commerce members.
So why Hamilton? Why not Toronto? Why not Calgary? Why make Hamilton like Music City? Nashville is Music City. Detroit had their shot, of course, with Motown music.
Right.
And Philadelphia back in the 70s became a hub. Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
There's so many different cities where you can talk in actually certain genres and say, that's where that was born. That's where that foundation is. Does Hamilton have a defined character when it comes to music? There's an awful lot of variety here, but can we actually say this is what we are?
Hamilton has a rich folk history. I mean, with the coffee houses that existed on Augusta Street, Night 2, Gordon Lightfoot was around, you know, Joni Mitchell. They were all coming through. There's a folk music trail, pretty much, mm-hmm. in Yonge Street in Toronto, that connection. But I think that picking a specific genre for a city or identifying us in those specific terms is not necessarily necessary because it is so diverse in genres. And I think as a general music city, that's important because, like you spoke about, Jeff, our history goes back in different...
All over the place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I might add, though, that we do have a rich blues root scene mm-hmm. in this, you know, going back to Jackie Washington and a lot of others.
Yeah.
I think that roots, that folk, Americana has always been... singer-songwriters. We have some of the most amazing singer-songwriters that come out of the city, and a lot of the musicians that come to Hamilton either to record or to live are in that same genre, because that's another thing. Hamilton's starting to attract musicians because it is a great place to live. It's not expensive, and it's a nice community where musicians can write and live at the same time.
Well, all you have to do is look at my iPod playlist. Caribou, Junior Boys, Tara, Arkells, Elliot Brood, and Trues, and so many others. So, yeah, we actually have it all here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like we're actually doing this to compete or say that we're better than Toronto or even Nashville. They can all be music cities.
Right.
And this is in part of the talk on November 10th. We have Graham Henderson, who is the president and CEO of Music Canada, who also happens to be the chair of the Ontario Chamber of Commerce this year. And he goes from city to city helping them develop into a music city. So it's not about only one city can be this. We can all be this and understand and appreciate the economic benefits of having a very vibrant cultural scene in our community in particular. We have a lot of great assets in music, so why not go with that?
Resisting the temptation to start name dropping, I mean, you're just talking about the coffee houses and some of the quiet little small venues, and of course there's a bunch of them, you know, they're just saying Hollywood just down the north end, and I'm going to miss one, and I don't want to do that. But, you know, people like Ian Thomas on Augusta Street, just little tiny venues like this, and mm-hmm. it's amazing. And we were mentioning the Grand Avenue Studios and the Gordon Lightfoots and U2. I mean, you know, I remember the first time U2 played it was Cops Coliseum back in those days.
And I remember that show.
And Bono's saying, he says, you know, we're here a lot. He says, this is the first time we've played here. But he says, we're here a lot at the studio or visiting with Daniel and the family, et cetera. He said, we've been here for dinner. We just haven't played. It's amazing who drops by here. You walk up and down the street. They always talk about Toronto, don't they, Jeff, and say, well, you know, you walk down Bloor, you never know who's going to be here. You never know which musician you're going to run into here in Hamilton, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah, and I think that's just part of the Hamilton history scene, the culture of the city, too.
Keenan said it, there's a realness here, and I think that attracts artists.
How do you make sure that the rest of the country understands that and comprehends that and looks at Hamilton in that light?
I think a lot of people already look at Hamilton as a music city. The history is pretty well known. You look at some of the Juno Award nominations and winners.
It's certainly known within the industry, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's known within the industry, certainly.
Because I think coming from Hamilton carries, I think it's Madeline's words, a currency. You know, when you say, I'm a musician, I'm from Hamilton, there's a lot of respect from other people across the country, too. And in some parts of the United States, you go down to Nashville, and I think a lot of people are aware of what Hamilton is, too. So, you know, and you look at the Juno Awards. Over the years, and you see the per capita, the number of Hamiltonians that have received awards says a lot about our city, too.
I'm sure you guys saw this on social media just a little while ago with all the interest, obviously, with the hip and with Gord Downie and his situation, of course. They replayed an old interview that he did with Strombolopoulos, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, actually, you know, when George still had the show with the two red chairs and everything. And Strombo asked him, he said, what is the best city in Canada for live music? And he said, Hamilton. Wow, this is really cool, which tells you about how the industry themselves and people that make the music actually view this city.
Absolutely. I mean, it comes from the artist. You know, I would like to go through an interview without talking about my dad, Tom Wilson. He's a musician who...
Heard of him.
Right, yeah. He writes about the city he lives in. He's proud of this city. He doesn't walk outside of our borders without being proud and sharing that. And I mean, my dad is one of the first people to give the Tragically Hip an opening slot years ago. So sure, there's the connection there. It's the artistry, right? You make friends.
Absolutely.
And that's how it is.
Which incarnation? Was that Blackie and the Rodeo Kings? Or
that would have been the Florida Razors.
Host? Oh, okay.
The Florida Razors, yeah.
Fabulous.
Kingston, yeah.
You got them on the iPod, don't you, Keenan?
Of course I do.
You better.
The Florida Razors? Goes way back.
So what's going to happen this night? It's at the Lincoln Alexander Center, which, of course, is right on King Street. It's the old Odeon Theater that was there for years, right beside the Crown Plaza Hotel.
The event is November 10th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Graham Henderson as the keynote speaker. And then we will have a panel discussion afterwards moderated by Alan Cross, so the 102.1 The Edge. Alan has a great amount of affection and appreciation for Hamilton.
He used to work right behind me here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great evening, again, talking about and highlighting the efforts that have thus far happened here in Hamilton, talk about some best practices across the world and how we can get more out of what we have here in the music scene. And the sponsors, Hamilton Community Foundation, LIUNA, Local 837, and RBC Royal Bank will help us present a really great program to the audience.
You know, what's really interesting about this is we understand this, and we go back to the days of city building, Keenan, and people like Richard Florida, he talked about the importance of the arts. And no, it's not the only thing that makes a city great and moves forward, but I think most cities now embrace the idea that that has to be part of it. We're not reinventing the wheel here, are we? We're simply saying, we already got that.
Yeah.
We're doing that already. We just have to make sure that people are aware of it and do it even better.
Yeah. That's right.
That gives you guys a nice leg up on this, doesn't it?
Some of the things we did at the beginning of our mandate was to look at other cities. We looked at Seattle and other cities like Glasgow and Birmingham and Melbourne, Australia, as well as some of the American cities. Well, what were they doing? Because they were already established as, you know, more or less they had the moniker of a music city or a city of music. Yeah. So we looked to see if there was not best practices, but just the things that we could do better.
Another giant behind this effort was Jackie Norton.
Absolutely.
The city of Hamilton and film and music and all that she did within economic development within the city. She did help lead a cultural shift within the city to help them appreciate the importance of the creative industries and arts and culture within our community. As I always say, quality of life is now the biggest and best tool that we have as a city for economic development purposes. And so music is such an important part of that here in the city.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit, Keenan, about how the city benefits from this, because I know at some point you guys are going to be addressing city council pretty soon and kind of giving them an update on what you guys have been doing on the committee. But there has to be a net benefit. I mean, to get their ears to perk up, let's talk money. How does this make Hamilton better if we can actually get this thing up and moving?
Well, I mentioned job creation, and with a little bit of investment and bringing together this ecosystem of support, that will only grow, which creates, of course, economic development. We talk about tourism. The only way for us to grow our economy is to either export goods that we manufacture here in the city or to bring in money from outside, from tourists in particular. We saw it the weekend that we hosted the Junos not too long ago. The reason they came to Hamilton is because we are an authentic music city. And we did have the hotels, bars, restaurants, and all the venues necessary to host a great weekend. And people loved it, and they're coming back again. So that added $12, $13 million to the economy. So if we continue to do that, obviously it won't hurt at all. In terms of how it builds our brand as a city, and then what that does to attract further investment and attract and retain talented young people, it's all there, and it's really easy, and it doesn't actually require a significant investment. It just requires a lot of intentionality.
The rich history here is something I think that we really need to focus on and remind people. I mean, millennials are pretty tuned into what's going on now. But, you know, when you start talking about the history of music here in Hamilton, I mentioned country music, and there's people like Dallas Harms and so many other great folks.
Absolutely.
And I go back, you know, I used to go and see Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks.
Oh, absolutely. They were played at what is Zarkey's now.
Yeah.
At one of the venues.
The Golden Garter.
Golden Garter, yeah.
And they started at the Golden Rail and the Flamingo,
and
which
the Flamingo,
were two.
Which is now Hamilton.
Hamilton Place sits on where the Flamingo was, but that's where they started.
You know, and they look at that and say, wow, that's the band now, of course. And those guys, are, well, save for Levon, of course, they're all from around here.
Yeah. That's right. Port Levon Dover's, was from Arkansas. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Port Dover,
he came up,
Point, London,
you know,
I believe.
Ronnie brought him up from Arkansas. Conway Twitty and all these guys.
Conway Twitty wrote It's Only Make Believe on Herkimer Street here in Hamilton. you know, some Hamilton girl broke his heart.
I talked to Conway about that, and those guys all know about it. It's phenomenal when you start listening and talking to some of the great musicians, and they start talking about their ties to Hamilton.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the singer-songwriter aspect, I just mentioned three or four of them, all of them singer-songwriters, and that creativity. I don't know if there's something in the water here or what. But
they don't say it for no reason.
Yeah.
There must be something in the water here.
Yeah. Listen, I want to wish you guys all the best. This
is just a great initiative,
and you've got a lot of, as you mentioned, Keenan, a lot of powerful folks behind this already, and it'll be great to get the focus on this, of course, and that is going to be November the 10th at the Lincoln Alexander Center in downtown Hamilton. Where can they get tickets? How can they get there?
HamiltonChamber.ca, and they're only $40 a person.
All right. It's going to be a great night to talk about Hamilton music, past, present, and the future, too. Jeff, Madeline, guys, thanks so much for this, and continue good luck. Stay in touch, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Bill.
All right, let's do the break. We'll come right back. The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.